see it. So you could do, you could be a better fighter. Just as I said, to go back to what you're saying about, you're saying that Skepta may be, or some Stormzy might be overrated. Mm-hmm. Getz should be rated highly. Yeah. But unfortunately, he's not rated as highly as people won't put him in categories. Yeah. Whereas, but his work, his songwriting ability, everything, his skill alone, just like the DW, as you said, DWE, yeah, people before him, they deserve that merit.
But
his popularity now, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad, it's popularity. That's why he's not, forget if someone has to like your music, right? If you're more popular, you bust. That's it. If you're more popular, you bust. That's it. That's what it is, man. It's popularity contest, bro. Like Stormzy, obviously Countryman, I'm gonna be biased, obviously, as you know, Mensa, we're gonna be biased for Stormzy anyway. But obviously the Madam Two Swords wax like display of him showed you the power of popularity and industry. Because he hasn't done much in the entertainment business to get a wax. But lo and behold, they give him a wax. So I'm not I don't want to sound like a hater, but I'm not, because I'm biased to him.
It's his connections.
But his connection,
and then also
his power, the popularity and power. That's all it is. Dizzy Rascal, Wiley made a good point. I know Wiley, anything that comes out of Wiley's mouth, it looks like he's either trolling or saying this. But you understand, Dizzy and Wiley are people, they're the pioneers of this grime thing.
Oh yeah.
Stormzy was 13, 14 years old listening to these guys on the way to the bus to school. That tells you a lot.
Yeah.
Popularity wins everything. Popular, to get a wax statue, second album in.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Come on, man. I know he's got the murky, you know, murky book, murky, but humanitarian things, that's sick. But Madam Two Swords entertainment business, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a second album. Yeah. It's like what?
If you're from,
there's pioneers. From Asia, at least put a pioneer.
If you're from Asia and you know nothing about UK music,
no, but
and you come to you London and you see
the creator of grime should be in the Wax Museum.
Madam Two Swords is
the creator of grime should be in the Wax Museum. No, the creator of grime should be in Madam Two Swords.
That's facts.
This don't make no sense.
That's facts.
Am I lying?
That's facts.
This is the politics involved with the popularity and the music industry. How they pump, they could pump so much money, popularity. They could bill you up to be so big. It's crazy.
That's facts.
Look at Anthony Joshua, the way they bill him up.
Yeah.
Can't even take man down, star. Can't even take man down. Once they put that popularity in you, that machine starts turning. Dread, you better get out.
Yeah, but that's when you're owned.
You better get out of the way.
The thing about
you better get away. You get away. No, but it's people that investors.
They put it in you and they could take it away.
No, it's true. But the thing is, lucky Anthony Joshua and people at Stormzy, they're a bit wise and privy. So they're not going to be like, remember, they do other things.
That's why you can't respond to Chip.
Yeah. That's why I know people say, that's why I go back and say, Storm. Chip won the battle, but Stormzy wins the overall war and stuff, unfortunately. Mm. Unfortunately, when it comes to the big boy things, Chip is not making power moves like helping universities with young kids.
To be fair, he's
doing his art form. Chip is good at his art form. Killer.
He was one of the first to do it. Killer. Though, man. Chip.
No, Chip was not one of the first. But, he was just the youngest.
Not first.
He was just like the youngest. From
I think
him being 15,
no, but you know what it is,
I think
well,
he was one of the first to be mainstream because he went with T.I., right?
I think Dizzy's the first.
Dizzy. No, I mean when I say that, I mean American wise.
Dizzy Rascal
did go
Titchy Strider. Titchy Strider and Dizzy Rascal were the people that crossed over.
That's true, but Titchy fell straight away after.
No, not really. That first album.
He did well. I mean, eventually.
Yeah, he took a time off. This is the thing when you take time
off. Yeah, he did take time off.
He done experimental things. And as you mentioned, they try and keep up with the current times of music.
Yeah, they jump into dance.
The second album, he tried to jump to the little dance thing. Dizzy Rascal's done it well.
He's got a good fan base.
He's universal. Even his music.
He's made. So let's put him in a second category.
Yeah, Dizzy's the first one to bust. That's what I'm saying to you.
Straight.
100%. The bust.
And he got his target market.
No one's bust.
Madden Two Swords. Dizzy should be Madden Two Swords, really.
That's true. You know what? That's very true. Dizzy Rascal has done more.
Class of Deja.
And hold
class
on, hold
of Deja should be.
Dizzy Rascal Dizzy is one Rascal. Of the old school godfathers.
Yeah, but
I was listening to Boy in the Corner.
966, that man there should be in Madame Tussauds.
Stormzy and.
Do you know what? Hold up. Let's rewind.
Stormzy did have an impact on his debut album like that.
Dizzy Rascal has a trail of history. When I say trail, I'm talking from sets to clashing crazy titch.
Memorable moments in
crazy titch. To
Lord of the Mics,
to Boy in the Corner, to having
to going Showtime, to getting his major deal, getting Showtime, then go
festivals.
What he's done in Ibiza and
living in America, doing his thing.
Man, Buster Chew at Robbie Williams, cause
not just that. Right. On top of that, he's done this whole social distancing with outdoor cinemas.
Look at that. You know what I mean? He's a pioneer of music, but he's not getting his due, bro.
Maybe because of the donation thing.
I just wanted to backtrack on what you said about Stormzy's giving a lot of people give, but they don't make a show out of it. Not that saying it's a show, but you don't know what they're giving.
It's true.
Chip might be funding 10 man.
Yeah, but let's be
the level
they're both at is.
It's different.
It's night and day.
Not just that.
It's night and
have
day.
You heard of the saying?
No, but when the money's different, you can do different things.
True.
Out of sight, true. Out of it's mind. True. You can spend £100 million on donating to whoever or whatever. But if nobody knows nothing about it but them, that's it. If Stormzy gets donates £10 million to £1 million each year for 10 years to multiple organizations and it gets promoted in the newspaper, or to the public, people are going to be more aware, people are going to be more in tune, people are going to be congratulating him more. He might get an MBE, he might get a wax, he might do, do, do. So again, popularity contest. So these are the things. So when you're making it known, and I think if you're making it known out there, I think it will allow you to
open different grange
for power. You get power from that, because again, someone like Dizzy Rascal, I totally forgot about him, but he should be there first with the pioneers.
Him and Wiley should have statues back to back.
Yeah, but
to make a genre that birthed Stormzy's is mad.
You even got people like, is it Nines had I think it was Nines or somebody else had a video shoot or whatever, and had a little scene where he had Boy in the Corner. And I'm mimicking.
Yeah, that was Nines.
Yeah,
that's
Clout.
Yeah,
that's Clout
video.
That's bringing
that a really good.
That's
video.
Bringing new audience, young crowd, to all of these images and scenes. And they're like, wait, what's that?
Yeah, they don't understand it. Some
and they will go over their head. But if they start to look into it, or if you explained it, be like, oh, Dizzy Rascal. Who's Dizzy Rascal? You go back and be like, man, my name is Rask. Listen to my float. I socialize and boat.
No, yeah.
I wear my trousers ridiculously. I love hard. Female body and creps.
Man, hard.
Listen, bro, those bars.
Can you follow me here? Can you follow me there?
Man. He deserves a stack of wax.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And the thing is, and he has nothing tarnished, like really, like in his music.
And he's still relevant. I saw him on This Morning the other day.
Yeah, yeah, no. Just what I'm saying. He's still commentary, social commentary. He's still the things. I feel like he should get his due, man. Like that's what I'm saying. The
but
real
again,
pioneer.
It's all politics, and it depends on the team behind him as
and
well.
And plus, he's independent, so maybe if it was a major,
that's probably why
he contacts maybe different. He might be signed to a contract.
But you know what? Sometimes
there's an answer. Then I didn't.
Sometimes
even know
it takes someone new to open the door for the people that have come before us. Yeah. So maybe now that there is a Stormzy statue.
They won't do that. What's going to happen?
Contribution to entertainment.
You watch. Mark my words.
They're not going to have two. Sorry, not going to have no two black guys similar lane in Madame Tussauds like that.
Actually, maybe you watch. Mark my words. Yeah,
I don't think.
See how Stormzy is moving forward.
UK,
you're going to see. He's going to start bringing Dave, Fredo. You watch, and when he does that. You see the levels where Dave is going now and having, I think he's got endorsements with Austin Martin and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's hard, yeah.
Fredo's doing his own business now with the Creps and all of that. You watch, slowly, these three guys are going to elevate to be one of these pioneers.
Five years from now. I think they even mentioned it in the in the Clash where he was like, "Oh, why are you renting one? Come and grab one." I think that was mentioned in the Clash bars with Aston Martin.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you even watch. Fredo, he's got the store. He's got the trainer store.
Yeah, just said. Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah. I know you say they might not be the two, but I feel like sometimes it takes someone new to open a different lane for people that have been there before. Sometimes, even though maybe that shouldn't be the way, but like they're always saying, "Oh, children are the future." So you know what I mean? Like he's shining a light on the genre, which is what we need as well. Mm. We need a light on grime. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
sometimes it doesn't matter who is holding the torch, as long as the torch is in that
Yeah, but
section.
Unfortunately, Storms is, as I said, with pop music, he's a popular music. He's not associated with grime anymore. He's gone to a different level now. He's a pop star now, bro. That's what it is. It's not going to be. No, he's not going to highlight anything to grime itself. Mm-hmm. JME, yes. DWE, yes. Not Stormzy. Stormzy's gone
that's
clear.
Why they don't make it.
He's gone clear. Popular music. He's gone clear. He's not. They're not talking about grime with Stormzy anymore. He's not even going to be there like that. You know what I mean, grime should be revered as a proper genre, like R&B is, and never been, that's how you should be really, but it's still underground. Mm-hmm. It's still core, like it's still you know what I mean, raw. Concrete.
Yeah.
It's still raw. That's how they see it. You know what I'm saying?
And that doesn't want to be heard.
Yeah.
But by the
exactly. People, you know? Yeah. Everybody obviously been going mainstream, is a different ball game. And I said, unfortunately, Stormzy and all the other people, they have to play that game as well. It's give and take.
Like you said, you have to be
give and take. That's what it is, man. It's give and take. I mean, you can't go in the top level and do what you want. Like, totally do what you want. Mm. But it's give and take. You know what I mean? I understand the music business is different. Outside looking in, we think, "Oh, why didn't this do this? But at least Dave and Stormzy still got the identity, innit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we are the popular music now. Trap is popular, I take it. Is trap like popular music?
We've always
now?
Been popular music.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I ain't
rhythm and blues.
All that.
Jazz.
All that.
Like rap.
All that.
Rock and roll. That's
dominating, and it's always been pumping money in, so it's a lot of money that comes from it. But you know,
exactly.
Did you watch Black Sunday?
Yeah, Black Sunday. Yeah.
Sorry, not Black Sunday. Did you watch Black Summer?
Black Sunday. Yeah, Black Summer, man. It was a really good show, man. It's a really good show.
I think season one was good. I like season two, but season one was better. It gave me that whole realistic feel.
Season two was very progressive, man, because it's good because it's the aftermath of season one. It's like, I like how they did it. Do you know what? Zombies that chase you, full pelt, scary, man.
But the good thing about these,
you know
ones,
what?
They're
I was
stupid.
Shocked here. The zombies pulled up in a 4-door truck.
Serious?
Like they wanted in a black truck.
The zombies?
When they were jumping out, zombies were in trucks.
They weren't zombies, man. They turned after they got out of the truck because they were injured.
Okay, they're stupid, man.
They can't even open the door.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Wait, they were the way they were chasing?
Yeah, run.
They were waiting for you. They're looking for you. I feel like these zombies were a bit more intelligent than
they're stupid.
Zombies that I saw before, but not as intelligent as Left 4 Dead? Was it Left 4 Dead when they were in Vegas?
Yes, that's the one. And they're in the safe.
Yeah.
They were intelligent.
They're not as intelligent as Army of the Dead. They were smart. Not as intelligent as
they
Army
were
of the
smart.
Dead. But I like these. I like the way it was filmed. You know what? I wanted the black guy, Spears. You see when he first hugged that woman?
Yeah.
After he saved her. I would have liked if he bit her.
Yes.
Just to set a different tone. But the daughter really got on my nerves, man. Like that ending.
Yeah, season two. Yeah, I do what you mean. It's so much plot holes where why is she doing that? Like, you know what I mean? But
it really shows us like how the world can. When I watch stuff like that, I feel like I need to have like, I'm not prepared. I'm really not prepared. Like, I don't have a backpack. ready to go.
In it, survival pack. Like, everybody like, should have one.
Did you see when the two black guys were trying to start a fire? If I ain't got no lighter, what am I doing, bro? How am I starting a fire, blood? Like,
these are things. These are life skills. Yeah, we should actually know, because these movies, man, they put you in that mindset of like that we have to know how to survive, man. Like, it's crazy.
Are you learning how to start a fire?
I know, but I've never tried. I've never put two rocks together. Man. I've never whittled two sticks together. Like, do you know what I mean? I've never done that. Man.
Didn't you go like on your sixth school trip or night like that?
I don't know how to do that.
Man, we were taught how to like start fires with rocks, with dry wood, even with the string.
No, and but
the
I wood. Mean like how like you were taught in year six, but can you bust that now,
bruv? Give me £100, I'll show you.
No, mum, is it? Can you do that?
Give me £100, I'll show you. Give me £100, I'll show you. I could do that right now. I could do that. I don't think it's a problem.
I'm skeptical.
Nah, it's. I think survival skills, man. I think I'm good at that, man. From even like clothing as well. Like even, I remember, I don't know who's listening, but all the animal lovers, you know, discretion. You know,
I think I could survive. I just feel like I can't start a fire.
I'll survive 3 hours. That's it.
Nah, I'm survive spent, more than bro. That, man.
I'm spent.
There's been a time where we had to like shave a sheep and use the wool as clothing. Learn how to slaughter goats.
I feel like my Caribbean instincts will kick in.
What, run 100 meters.
I'll be fishing. I'll create a yard.
Fishing's not easy, you know.
I like fishing. Fishing is easy to me.
Fishing is not easy.
I'm good at fishing.
No one will like say I fishing
feel like
is
I can
easy.
Fish. I feel like I can set a trap. I feel like I can hunt. It's
definitely
it's just easy. The fire part that may elude me. You know what? Yeah, I see people doing a lot of dumb stuff in that TV series. Like, if you're driving and someone pulls up to you, are you stopping? And they look shady.
Are you walking or driving or what?
They're walking. Are you letting them in if they
again?
Look shady?
Again?
Do you remember the old woman when she was driving and that? And that man said, "Let me in." In the first, I think first,
listen,
second.
In, yeah,
second
in them season. Times, I'm not helping nobody, man. I'm killing everyone I see. I'm sorry, because I'm not trusting nobody for shit. Everyone's out for themselves.
The curly guy
can be curly.
The pregnant woman.
Man.
Sorry, man. She ended up setting him up.
Listen.
Even the kid.
You fend for
set
yourself.
Up those two bums in the store.
You set your. Everyone.
Them two tramps in the store.
Yeah.
The kids set them
Everyone's
up.
Everyone's ready to survive. Everyone needs to survive. So
people,
trust no
people
one.
People do the unthinkable things to survive. It's a fight or flight thing, man. It just kicks in.
Just straight.
Trust me, neighbors about. Will be on a mad thing. Neighbors will be on a mad thing. You know what I mean?
Can't trust nobody. How can you trust anyone?
Because when people protect their family first. That's like the first point of call. So if there's one bottle of Evian in that fridge, everybody staying in that one living room to
survive. Drinking the first half, you like a split.
It gets real techie, man. Honestly, but Black Summer was actually good. I'm looking forward to season three. I'm looking good. I'm looking forward to season three.
What season did you like more, one or two?
I feel like one and two are very different. Because number two, it's almost felt like a time skip. And they were like doing their thing. It just felt like a time skip. But number one, obviously, the shock value of the first season is always going to be there, up there. You know what I mean? With the whole... you get right into it, Black Summer. Not much talking, just action. So it's actually really a good like post-apocalyptic film. Like series, I'd say. That's true. I like the characters. They seem more believable, real. You know what I mean? They seemed more real. It wasn't no like
yeah,
it seemed, good casting.
Everyone seemed realistic. Like,
yeah,
like the I liked Spears. The way his story unfolded, he came in as a prisoner, and then you see him transform into the protector, and then you get more of his story that he had the hood past. But I don't like the way I feel like he didn't really learn on his journey. Like, he's with this black guy.
Is that Spears?
Yeah. You've been through drama with him. He said, oh, you know what? You tried to kill me. Let's be bygones. You know, I want to be bygones, and I want to try and help you. I want to heal you. I want to put sap on your wound. Like, we've been through, like, thick and thin. But I know it's an apocalypse, but I feel like he had a chance to kill you. He didn't kill you. Why don't you let him heal you?
I hear you, But more time. Yeah, you know, they could have scripted anything a little bit different, but I think I like Spears' character, man, because he was actually a fake soldier to the end, should I say? So yeah, he was really good. Yeah, I liked it because he showed his past. Obviously, they kept his like past a mystery. And it came, and he just like, he just grew, he became that protector. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like an element of a little racism. The way the soldiers were moving to him, badding him up, was kind of deep.
Well, he said that they wanted his money.
Yeah, they wanted the money, and he's just deep, and it's just like, it felt like mini stories within the story. So I liked it, man. Season one was really good. I like Spears, probably one of my favorite characters. Rose, obviously, she turned Rose into some cold-hearted beastie star.
And that's what you're supposed to be in the beginning.
Cold-hearted bitch!
Yeah,
and I liked it.
And you know why? Because she couldn't trust anybody at all. And that's what I was saying in the beginning, man.
It's her and her seed, her and her daughter.
That's it. And they came to it like they were in that mansion. You ain't letting nobody in. Because that's how it has to go. That's how it has to go.
Because look, the people that were in there before, they let that family in with the mom and the two sons. And the son's all acting up. He wants to grab the radio.
Exactly.
He's questioning rations. And he's
when you have too many people, there's too many opinions. And then there's greed, there's trust issues, there's jealousy, so on and so forth. Listen, man.
Someone wants to be the leader. I think that's what happened with the policeman in the red hood. In the red jacket.
Ray. I think his name is Ray.
Ray.
If you're not like Ray, if your team is not like Ray, don't be on my side, man.
Ray reminded me. Ray's team remind me of Division.
They remind me of SAS.
They're probably efficient.
Yeah. Like, militant.
Like, yeah, militant.
If you're not like that, then
if you're wounded and you can't go the journey, you're staying behind. Yeah, man. Like,
if there's seven of them,
strong survive, yeah. Yeah, the strong survive. They're proper on that strong survive business.
I don't want no weak ass like that guy in a calf. Let's kill the other people.
Yeah.
You know who's the luckiest guy?
He's a psycho.
To his luck ran out. The one with the curly hair.
Oh, that little guy.
Yeah. He had so much luck on his hand.
We don't want people with luck.
I don't know how he survived. Because he should have been dead a long time ago. Like, Lance should have been dead a long time ago.
What about William? What happened to William?
Who's William again?
He's the guy that was with that Korean lady.
Oh, was he a Spanish speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, he turned into a zombie because his leg got mashed.
Oh, yeah.
His leg got mashed and he was limping with a shotty. Yeah. And then Rose took him down because she had to. Slowing down the team.
Yeah.
You can't slow down the team, man. Even Rose, even Spears was her guy. But when he took the shot to the chest, she had to dash him in the ditch. You got to get dashed in the ditch.
That's true.
Sometimes to survive, you have to dash a man in the ditch.
What about the Korean lady? Ooh, the young son.
Son. Yeah. And they called her son. You know, I liked how at the start she was seen as the weak member of the team. They thought she wouldn't survive. But at the end, she seems to be the only one that survived.
Even in the beginning, in the minivan,
she was on smoke. Directing. She was on smoke with the she, her directions were good. She was on smoke with the,
she got
with
vexed,
the cans.
She got vexed when the guy took a wrong turn and all of that. I think she's been on it from day one.
Yeah. But you know what? I think when, as always happens, when someone doesn't speak English, they're always underestimated.
Of course.
But that means, but what people don't understand, when you don't speak English and you're in a foreign country, you are thriving because you're not speaking a language, but you're still keeping up. You're still doing what you have to do. am I bleeding? Why are you coming fast? You saw me from there. You come here.
Why are you coming fast?
Am I bleeding?
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh my God. Sometimes your power, like being so much power, being the person that people underestimate you.
Yeah. The underdog.
Yeah, the underdog sometimes comes through, bro.
You know what got on my nerves? The deaf Indian. I think his name was Finn. He got on my nerves. Like, why are you? You're trying to save this kid. Like, you see shots being bust. You're not dipping. Do you remember? He was with the girl. He was with the Spears and Rose in the school. I really like the kids in the school, even though they were on smoke. Yeah, but they stuck together. Like, I like that unity. Finn, the Indian.
But they were just there to play games, man.
We're surviving, but they're surviving in their own habitat with their school. They got the setup, so you come in, they get what they need from you.
And what's that fear?
No, they're taking your weapons. They're taking whatever you got on you. They're surviving, man. They're a bunch of kids surviving through the apocalypse together, man. That's unity, you know what I mean? More unity than some of the adult show.
Yeah. It turned into a battle royale, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's what it was, man.
Why is he trying to play drums? We're hiding from zombies. You're trying to play drums. Finn, remember?
I still don't remember
who. The Indian guy who got shot by the kid in the school. I think it's like episode 2. He was deaf.
Oh, I remember some of that. I couldn't hear.
I'm trying to remember.
He was deaf and he got shot by the girl in the school because he was too kind, man.
What about the other bro? I forgot the other bro's name, man. The one with the red jacket.
That's Ray guy.
Ray.
Nah, the other guy. In season 1 and season 2, you actually see him turn into a zombie. He survived so much things.
You're talking about the curly head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lance.
Lance. I felt sorry for him, man.
He's the one that ran out of luck.
Yeah.
With the jeans jacket and the yellow jacket.
Yeah, funny scenes though.
Curly hair. Good.
With him trying to escape
in the firehouse.
Yeah.
And he'd pick up the axe. I knew he wasn't doing nothing with that axe.
Nah, the one when he's on the school bus.
trying to bust out. That killed me.
Oh, he's on the roof.
Yeah.
No pun intended, that killed me.
Yeah.
Because I was trying, man.
Because we would do the same thing.
To be asleep?
No, I'll do the same thing that he done. I know myself so much. I'll be doing the same sleeping judgment. I'm so good at playing limp.
That zombie was too persistent.
But I can blend into this wall right now, star. Man. You don't even know I'm here, star.
That zombie was
I could become furniture, Dread. Man. You see a dog, a zombie dog, or any zombie.
I'll become a wallpaper.
I'll become the sofa, star. You won't even know I'm there. You'll be like, where's Dooku? You'll be like, where's Dooku? I'm right there, Dread, looking dead in your eye blood, in the armrest.
Hey, you know the Spanish couple? I knew one of them was going to die when they lipsed. When they were going to go on a mission to get the weapons.
I'm still trying to figure out who Finn is.
Finn's the curly hair. The curly haired guy.
No, that's Lance.
Oh, sorry. Finn is the Fed in the red jacket.
Nah, man.
The Fed?
Wait, hold on.
I remember that one.
Who is Finn?
You tell me, man. You said some Indian guy that was deaf. I don't think it's Indian.
He was Indian. So his name was Ryan.
How did Finn come about? I'm thinking, who the fuck
you're profiling now.
Who the fuck is Finn? His name was Ryan.
What the fuck? Wait, so literally a good half an hour, I was trying to figure out who Finn was. and there was no one called Finn.
Yeah, his name was Ryan.
Where did we get Finn from then?
I don't know. I don't know where I got Finn from, but yeah, his name was Ryan.
Get this work.
The coldest character was Earl with his dog.
Is he the one that walked away with the dog?
Yeah.
He's a gangster.
Yeah.
He got his dog.
I'm gonna chill with you for a bit.
I'm gonna chill with you until I find my dog.
And then I'm dipping out.
When he found his bitch, he was out.
Now I'm dipping out. He did a Will Smith. Just me and my dog.
Man, once he found that dog and they were calling his name. In here, shit.
That's the thing about apocalyptic films. Like, people are so concerned to be in a group because they want to warm towards people. Listen, sometimes a man just better on his off on his own. Sometimes,
listen, man,
survive better on their own, bro.
Come on, man. From the jump, hey, listen. Whether you're with me or without me, man. 10 toes, man. Because think about it. If I die, I die. Mm. So I might as well go ham. But you have to be smart about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come in. Oh, let's all link up because that's more food. There's more mouth to feed, man.
You gotta link up with certified Don.
Give me the 7-man SAS crew.
But do you know what was so dark in season 2? You know, season 1, I think when they went to that like private place where the survivors were in there, and they got security guards.
The nightclub and all of that.
That's where they tried to get the weapons and the Spanish couple kissed. I knew they were gonna die.
And a security guard started feeding up my girl.
He put his hand in the pouch. Oh
yeah. And that's when he
filled her up. He put his hand in the pouch and he slapped her bum.
Violation.
That was. I knew he was gonna.
They had prostitution.
From then, I knew he was gonna rape.
They had prostitution, so gambling in there. It was such a lawless thing.
You know what?
When
you think about it,
it
all went wrong when they stepped in, though.
But they had a plan because they kind of liberated the place because they had some people as slaves, almost.
But everything was working.
Yeah, it was functioning.
Everything was working.
People would take that as a price of safety, innit? Food, survival.
Everything was working. Yeah. They had stepped in and fucked it up. Everyone's having fun, partying.
Yeah.
Getting their willies wet, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They had protection, they had security, they had a system.
Yeah, but like, you got like...
It was
a dope haven as well, and women are getting raped and...
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah. People are like, what are you doing for these rations, bro? Like,
that's true.
That's not even funny, though.
That's true.
What are you doing for these rations, you know? What are you doing for this bag of rice, though? You know what I mean? That's mad.
Bro, that's...
But it gets like that, though. People are doing everything, star. Survival, trust me, people dig deep.
I'd rather be outside, man.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. Want these rice balls?
Catch me outside, how about that?
That's what they were on, man. That's what they were on. It was a grim place, man.
Yeah, I'll get the straps.
But the soldiers are moving hard like they're getting paid, though.
Yeah,
some
man.
Some of them were moving like a bit like...
Because they wanted to get that guy from the beginning. Oh, you don't know money. What he did.
They wanted to get spares from the beginning.
But why did he want money? That money has no currency in an apocalyptic world. I don't understand. Unless it was gold bars or something.
So it wasn't. It sounded like it was a money. Criminal empire.
Where are you gonna
so it's
it?
Just going to be money.
What are you going to do with the money?
Just steal whatever you want.
Yeah,
something.
What are you going to do with the money?
That's not going
to
help you.
Do you know, thinking about it, that did actually make sense, to be fair.
Unless because you,
you
want to
find the money,
it's not gonna help you.
Unless Black Summer is just like The Walking Dead, where you know they've got like settlements that are doing well. Remember, we just saw the outskirts, innit?
No, but what are you gonna do with money, though?
No,
I don't think it might be money. You know,
do you mean something deeper?
Because if you remember, what's the name? Spares.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was talking about the early stages of all of this whole.
Apocalyptic disease
that occurred.
Outbreak.
Because
yeah.
It seemed like he knew more of what happened before you, because he was talking about an area and all of that. So I think it might be bigger than that. He might probably know where a cure was.
Yeah, Antidote or something.
Yeah,
that might be hard. That's like something, like something deep. That's that army are willing to even risk their life to
he
get.
He might know how it started through maybe a government, and he's gonna spread the words or something. I don't know.
He stumbled across something. Maybe plot twist.
That's valuable.
Where they're thinking of getting the money, where the money actually is, something else is in it as well.
Yeah.
So maybe the money is a paper trail to what they're actually looking for. That's you know, season three might open that door still.
Yeah. I don't think it was because there's no value. Because
where's the plane going?
No, do not.
There seems to be settlements. There seems always to be something that the government has always something contingencies. Set up.
Always. I guarantee
because
you.
Because who's doing these drops? Exactly. Who's doing these gun drops and these food drops?
That's what I'm saying. It's a settlement that is coordinated by the government. You know, they've got the underground thing. You know, the president. They've got that. You know,
his bunker.
Yeah, and they've got like, okay.
The Queen's in her bunker.
Every Wednesday.
Putin's in his bunker.
Thank you. Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, this helicopter's going to come every Wednesday.
You know Kim's got a bunker.
Exactly. You know that.
All
the rich and famous influential people, definitely going to get that bunker dress.
Jeff Bezos in space.
You know that. But Black Summer is promising because they're moving away from the traditional apocalyptic film with zombies.
Yeah.
You know, zombies that are brain dead and headshot, take them out. These zombies are...
You got to hit them a couple times. Yeah. They're still coming.
But they're not really zombies.
Forming in groups.
The zombies, they're more like... They've got that rage. That's what it's called, that rage. Remember, it's rage. It's like they got given something that turns
it's
them
like,
into... Into brain
as soon as,
range.
As soon as you die, because I don't even think if they bite, you turn into them. I think it's if you die.
No, I think if they have to bite you. You're talking about the Walking Dead. Walking Dead, like, even if you die, you come back as a zombie. But this thing, it seems like you have to contract it. I don't know if it's airborne yet.
Because remember the pilot. The one that took them to the loft and took them to the airstrip, he died, and the woman that got in a car crash, she went through the windscreen window.
You're right, you turn into a rage monster.
Into the monster. Like, it's something to do with death triggers it. I don't know if it's the air and death, or like once you die it comes out, but it seems to be as
rage. It's like they,
as soon as you die, something takes over you.
Yeah, because it's like they get something like, because they're straight eating you, innit?
Yeah, they're just like, it's just something's just taking over them and they just hunger for flesh. So I want to know what's causing that. Like, as soon as, like, it's not even that someone's biting you, it's just that you're dying and then you're going mad.
Biological warfare. That's what it's going to be about, I think, Black Summer. Experiment gone wrong, most likely. But season three hopefully opens more doors.
Everyone get this vaccine.
Yeah, get the vaccine, you know that.
And then if you die, you start going mad.
Exactly. Do you know what? But that's why sometimes you can't watch too much of these films sometimes, man, or TV shows. It mashes up your brain sometimes, man. Makes you think of the maddest things, what you would do.
It's like, who am I trusting? Who can I trust? Like, do you know what I mean? When this thing pops off, because I'm seeing friends kill friends. I'm seeing daughter leaving moms. Like, do you know what I mean? And
the question is, can you trust yourself?
Because you're gonna turn into a version of yourself that you don't recognize, that you never seen before. It might be good. It might be bad. We don't know what's good or bad in that situation, but when survival is your priority, you're gonna turn into what you need to be to survive.
Hence why I forgot the gentleman's name, man, the red jacket. Spear's the brother. Yeah, Ray. Yeah, he just buried everything. He buried everything with his family, man. All his humility, he buried that thing deep. It's deep because you can't lose yourself, man. At the same time,
you don't want
to
lose your
humanity. You lose your humanity, you might as well, you're just lawless, man.
But that's why Rose said to Spears, "Are you gonna kill a kid?"
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
You
draws that line, you draw the line somewhere. You moral compass, you got some to an extent, you got some sort of moral like code, like you don't cross, even if someone's got a gun to your head.
That's why they're getting them with the pregnant women in the road. You're gonna, she's asking for help. You're gonna stop because there's a baby involved.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's not safe to stop, so it's like,
listen,
what do you do?
Exactly. No, you're right. Exactly right, man. But season three, we've been promised, man. I hope they just like do another like part of the world to see what's going on.
Well, there. It looks like because if they're in the what were they at Atlantic?
Look like yeah, like Alaska almost.
Alaska,
like, kind of like that around there. Well, but I don't know how they got there. I don't really explain how they got there. I don't know how they got there.
I feel like they traveled. They must have been in. Were they in Canada? Were they? No, they weren't in Canada.
No, because it's a time jump. That's what I said. Season one, when you see the daughter in the stadium, season one finishes. In season two, she's grown up a little bit. And they're both together in a town
that looks like an Alaskan town. Next minute they're in the mountains.
Yeah, so I think they travelled. There's a time jump where you don't see the journey of them travelling to that destination. So I think that's gonna. It's good how they shot that because it skips straight past it where they go straight for the meat.
I like the way they have sections interconnected. Like so. Spears is in a ditch. They go to the loft. And the next minute, Spears is back in the loft having his last meal.
Yeah.
And then you have the two friends in the ambulance.
Yeah.
He's been taking care of him for a while. He dies. They chase each other. And next minute, they end up at the house where Rose and Anna are.
Yeah. And also the other character, you know, the one that... was tailing Rose and her daughter to show them where the ski resort was.
Oh, the two. The black brother. What country? He seemed
he looked like Moroccan or something like, or like he looked like I forgot his name, but he was very like I liked him, man. I liked
his vibe as well.
Yeah, he had a little comic relief, to the whole character. So.
I don't want no problem.
Yeah,
but she was acting like he was her like some like
yeah she Rose went in a bit too hard.
She was riding on his back.
Rose was going a bit too hard, said I have to shoot you now and all this stuff because she thought he was lying, but she's treating him like dirt. I didn't like that part.
That's why he had to run away. This was a bit crazy.
Yeah, bro,
like, I can't be here. I can't trust you. Your daughter just shot a man who you said was your friend.
Exactly.
He made him a whole meal. Like I get why she shot him, because he wanted his release. He wanted to die on his own terms.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be a zombie out there eating other people or even eating her and her mom. He wanted to die on his own terms. I get that. So I understand why she shot him. But for the guy, that just looks crazy. Like I went to sleep off the yak. I think they were sipping wine, the red wine. Yeah. And then I wake up and you just shot this guy. No. And you were already moving irrational beforehand.
Exactly.
Hinged. No, man, I can't be around you, man.
Yeah, no, that's what with Black Summer is.
I think his name was Manny.
Yeah, but Black Summer was good because it showed. I haven't seen that in that authentic regarding like characters, how close people actually be, because none of the characters were perfect. It's not like they're all goody two shoes. It's not like they're all like, you know, like they're regular people that have flaws, and they put that, and that the world applied that pressure to them, bro. Making the daughter a killer, stone cold. You know what I mean? And you see her as a youth in season one, a little bit younger. She's obviously grown up a little bit in age, but the dirt that she's done is a crazy thing.
Yeah, man, definitely. She was, you could see her killer instinct definitely kicked in. The way she was even on point in the lodge more than her mum was. In fact, she couldn't even sleep. She couldn't even sleep, like, because she knew that there was a zombie in the premises. She just had that sixth sense.
Yeah, mothers, man. Parents, man. That's where you go. That's where you go, boy. And I don't like...
The daughter, she was on point.
Yeah, no, she was. But she'd been trained. Spirit
said you've been on point.
No, she, of course. No, definitely. They had a better understanding. She understood it. You know what I mean? She understood it. But I hate when they seek refuge in big places. Because you don't know who's in the other rooms.
Yeah.
I hate when they base off...
You gotta check all the rooms.
When they base off in the hotel. That's what I'm saying. I hate all that stuff. And when the way they were getting a shower, like they pay money for that room star. You know what I mean? I'm going to have a nap now and all this stuff. Like, nah, I can't even sleep. I don't feel comfortable. And the thing about it, it's not even the zombies. It's the people. You know, you got factions of people that are on madness. So you get normal people that are not even infected that want to rule the thing. You get some mass murderers that just want to kill on a joke thing just to do it because it's like an open season.
Yeah.
Like the purge. So you have to watch out for the dead and the living. That's the biggest thing. The living sometimes more dangerous, bro.
We are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean.
No, definitely. You got to watch out for that. Because, and it's even worse when you're a woman as well. Because, like, as soon as Son stepped in the car, he had to tell her, look, I ain't trying to rape you.
Yeah, no, because people get, because unfortunately, when you're the only, when they haven't seen a female in yonks.
That guy's like, oh, to your daughter, you smell so good. What are you talking about?
No, because he's
how are you telling my daughter?
No, but he's a low-key deviant from even before the apocalypse, isn't it? Yeah. People got their vices.
How are you telling
bro?
My daughter she smells good, bro?
No, but people got their vices.
I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
You can tell the way the family raised them, guys. They were probably like, it's almost like,
but
like
he kissed the mum on the lips.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But that he showed that the mental state of the brother. Like he's like that. He could probably be a candidate for one of them serial killer people. The apocalypse just
on edge. Unhinged.
Yeah, unhinged, isn't it? Unhinged,
on the brink of sanity before the apocalypse.
And the way the mum, the evil lady, shall I say, pitted her sons against each other.
Manipulation.
Yeah, manipulation and all them things there.
The old lady in the house with the two sons, the one that smashed up the radio.
Yeah.
Like an idiot.
Holy shit.
It's funny.
How are you smashing up the radio controller? The person who knows how to control the radio, and then you're smashing up the radio.
You're illiterate. He's illiterate. He was illiterate. That's why. Yeah, illiterate people get angry. He wants to break. He wants to break it. You can't. Man didn't have to turn the dials.
Hello.
Use your words.
Like, come on, man.
He saw dials and clicky things.
He couldn't use it. It was too complex.
Yeah, it's too complex.
Too complex.
He rattled him so different. He was rattled from early when he saw them things. And the way she avoided it, I need to make a call. Remember she said, I need to make radio call. I felt like an idiot.
They're hurting us.
She avoided him off. She goes, I need to, I don't want to miss the signal. And he's there standing in the door like some waste man. Because you need
to. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking
there's
to?
There's a lot of people that are
I'm talking on the radio. You told me to talk on the radio.
You can smell liability all over that, brother.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are liability, man.
They're illiterate and they want power. You don't even know what's happening, but you want to run it.
But it's deep though, because in the pocket.
How are you going to dash the poor old lady's jacket? She's making a sweater.
Exactly.
Humbly minding her business, you're dashing it in the fire.
It goes
bully,
to,
you're a bully.
It goes to what we said, only the strong survive. So the people like them get filtered out later on. Only the stronger are going to survive. Really.
Yeah.
In them situations, people that know how to fend for themselves.
No, I think in all situations, because when you start to look at things, it's like, in any state, any time, it's the survival of the fittest at all times, you know. Moment of silence.
Shout out to our sponsors. Sprite. No, I'm joking.
Ronaldo will tell you different.
Get that Coca-Cola away.
Agua. Agua.
So what's your record? What would you say is your film and movie recommendations? Film, movie, series, music recommendations.
You said film and movie.
This guy sometimes is lit.
Okay, so what are your film, series, or music recommendations?
You want to go first, Dookie?
Yeah, I think the film is a film called Old by M. Night Shyamalan.
I want to watch it, but I've heard two people say that it's not good.
I suggest
don't listen to them.
I suggest you just watch it for yourself first.
Yeah.
I hate this is one thing. This is why I stopped watching trailers 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't watch trailers. I go in there with an open mind because when people tell you about a film, you automatically have dropped it down a level. Mm. Now you're looking for all the negatives that your mate has pointed out. So that's why I stopped it now. I don't listen to nobody. I watch the film organically. Like I'm watching my own trailers. But I like the film. The mystery in it. It's very you like it because it's very intriguing.
It seemed like I'll like it anyway.
It's really good.
Despite two people telling me that it's not good, it doesn't affect me. It's just their view.
No. Definitely watch it. That's one my recommendation for a movie.
All right.
TV show at the moment. What's a TV show at the moment?
There isn't much, you know. It's all gone downhill.
Yeah.
I watched Atypical the other day. Atypical. It's this kid. He's got disease. It's not even a disease.
Yeah, TV show for me. I think
Love Island.
I can't even watch Love Island. I try to, man, but my brain can't even compute it, man. I just feel like I'm wasting time. I don't know. Obviously, I'm on my anime-ish, but at the same time, TV shows.
I'm not really into
Titans. That's it.
Oh, season 3.
Yes, Titans season 3.
Titans is back, season 3.
Yeah, Titans. That's what I recommend.
That opens up heavy.
Yeah, so
that opens up heavy.
Yeah, as you say, heavy, man. That's the TV show I recommend. Obviously, music, hip-hop. Obviously, we spoke about the verses. And on the hip-hop note, it has to be Nas' album.
Titans, yeah.
It has to be Nas' album, ooh. King's Disease 2. Oh my gosh, that album is honestly to be honest, when Nas won the Grammy for the first one, I felt like that was an album to win the Grammy for, because he's got so much albums that he should have won a Grammy. And for that to be his first is crazy. But King's Disease 2, that's a Grammy thing. That's a Grammy thing, straight up. And
wait, who's this?
Nas' new album. King's Disease 2.
I'm glad he produced an album, man.
Yeah.
Did you listen to number one?
Of what?
King's Disease 1.
That's it, man.
Yeah, that's my recommendations. That's the top three that definitely you guys should, listeners out there, should definitely take time and actually check it out. Old, Titans TV show, and Nas album. I take it you probably are gonna listen to it, but yeah, that's the ones. That's definitely the ones.
Nas' new album, I do like it, man. He's got this I don't know, he's got this whole consistency about him. Yeah. Like he does bring a bit of the old school back into play. But Nas, I haven't really been a fan of Nas like that as much as everybody else is.
Yeah.
Nas for me is I don't know, he's cool, he's dope, don't get me wrong, but
yeah, the problem
I get more excited by his tunes like You Can Hate Me Now. More than
as I said, with Nas, he's a rapper that you have to really delve into his catalogue and really listen to his music. Some people, because they haven't had much commercial success from Nas, they kind of put him in a box. Oh, he's a bookworm rapper, man. We'll talk about some conscious thing. I like it. That's why most people like Jay-Z over Nas, and that's always been the thing.
But until
you hear the ether.
Until
you hear the
ether. Yeah, no, exactly. But the thing is, Nas is he's on a deep level thing, and some people haven't got the patience to take the information in.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just want it now. Sometimes we're greedy as consumers. We're greedy.
Yeah, we're
like, you know, back then, I can enjoy a good album. I used to love buying albums. I've been Nas fans from the beginning. This buying albums, reading the booklets, doing all that stuff. We consume it slowly.
He's a rich boy, man.
Yeah, right.
Illmatic.
I used to get 10 CDs for 50p.
But now
10 albums for 50p.
Now people are looking for two singles in the album and dashing all the other songs where.
Yeah.
Dash where. Straight away. You know what I mean? They're like,
now, it's bangers. Everyone wants to bangers, wants to listen to the B side.
But people are hypocrites because they the video comes bangers. Out for the song they dashed.
They like
and
it.
Then they like
but sometimes it. Sometimes that's how it is. Visual.
Yeah, some people are visual. They like that.
Yeah, I like that sometimes. There's some tunes I'll listen to and I'll see the visuals. I'm like, okay. I like that. For me, movie recommendation, Wrath of Man.
Is
it Wrath of Man?
Oh, is it Jason Statham?
Yeah.
I see the advertised still.
That's a good film, man. Good film, I would say. There's another one. I thought it was a TV show, but it's not. The Judge.
No, is it like The Oath?
It's
is it the one with on Sky One? Like on Sky One.
I think so.
They got the brother from Breaking Bad.
That's the one.
Yeah, The Oath.
That's the one.
I heard that's a bad thing. Still.
That's the
I
one.
Need to watch that.
And what makes it so juicy? Yeah, it's almost like it can happen to anyone. I'm not gonna give you like no spoilers or anything like that.
Right.
But it can happen to anyone, and you can almost put yourself. It seems like you're trying to take a dick pic there.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it can happen to anyone, touch wood. But yeah, I don't want to say too much about it. So
definitely watch that.
Wrath of a Man and The Judge. That's two movies I'll pick actually. A TV show. To be fair, I watched Chernobyl 1989.
Oh yeah.
Is it 89? Yeah, 89. Yeah, 1989.
I read the book on that, it's really good.
I watched that one and it was a different perspective. It was talking about the fireman perspective. So I went back to watch the old TV show.
It's a Sky documentary.
I don't know.
There's a show on Chernobyl on Sky.
Oh yeah. I've watched that before. Okay, so I had to go back to watch that again because I did enjoy it. And I find the whole thing fascinating because our world today as we speak will be completely different if worse case scenario occurred with the Chernobyl, because it would have hit all the way to Europe, to Germany, to even the UK. So a TV show at the moment I'm watching is Chernobyl again. I'm watching The Shy and man, I was saying to Sosa, man,
you told me about The Shy. I really do want to get into
it's a good show to watch, man. It's a good show to watch. There's a part. I don't even say it too much. Right? I don't know.
I'm definitely putting that on my list now.
There's a part. I think
you sold it now.
Where we are today, because I was even talking to my sister about this. There's one scene where, I'll give you a little quick summary. There's this guy that he's a serial adulterer. He cheats on his girlfriend regularly. Easily,
it sounds familiar.
He slips into.
Is it on Netflix by any chance?
No, it's not on Netflix.
I thought you were gonna look through your phone book.
Probably Cody or whatever. He would just slip into any girl, right? It came to a point where he managed to open. He used to sell trainers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
He managed to meet one guy, and they, you know, he was selling food from a truck or whatever. They managed to graduate from there to open a restaurant and started selling food. So they got this chef that knows how to cook the best recipes, and the chef is Lala.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And he, the day he opens up the restaurant, I think a night or whatever before, he slept with Lala, right? And he proposed to his girlfriend out of guilt, I think the following day or so. So he's engaged to his girlfriend now. Lala now finds a new partner, which is his dad. Yeah.
Wow.
So Lala sleeps with the dad son. Yeah, Lala sleeps with the dad and the son.
Family
so
business, bro.
The dad and the son and Lala are all aware. The only people that are not aware is the fiance.
Oh, man.
So the Lala, the dad, and the son are all cool with it. They're like, oh, it is what it is. It runs in the genes, whatever. But the fiance is not aware. Later on, out of guilt, the male fiance said it to the female fiance, the girlfriend, woman. And said, look, I cheated on you again with so and so. And the girl was so hurt that she was so numb to it. She's like, well, I expected it anyway. Wow. So she flipped it on him. She goes, you know what? What we're going to do, we're going to have an open relationship. So you can do your thing, I could do my thing. The guy ends up sleeping with like 5-10 different girls anytime, whatever. He's loving it for a bit, but it gets to a point where it gets boring. It becomes the same thing over and over again. She managed to sleep with somebody else, but she didn't switch it up. She stayed with one person and slept with that one individual guy consistently. And that was the person that she used to supply weed to. Yeah. There's feelings there. There was a point where she was sleeping with him, calls the husband calls the girl, and he's like, where are you?
Tuesday,
oh, I'm out. Yeah, she basically, she's like, I'm out. And then the guy is in the background saying, oh, come off the phone, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know.
You know it's Tuesday. It was it. You know it's Tuesday.
You know it's the time I grab
woman
your neck.
Woman crush Wednesday. Man, so.
This baby old season.
So here's the voice in the background. Obviously, the husband's a bit, you know, rattled and whatever. The wife turns around to the husband and says, you know what? I'm not coming home tonight. I'll come home in the morning. Guy was vexed, but what can he do? Because he made his bed.
True.
She comes home the next day.
He set the playing field, unfortunately.
He couldn't even say or do anything. Do you know what he did? He ended up making her favorite breakfast for her. She comes in, you know, walk of shame.
What, to fuel her up after she was riding?
Yeah, yeah.
Riding bicycle.
I know you're tired from yesterday, whatever. Go and shower, come have a meal. Cut long story short, the side guy now says, listen, your husband ain't the one for you. I'm the one for you. Anytime your husband's supposed to go and take your son for a trim, I'm that guy that's there to do it. Anytime your husband wants to, you know, rub your feet and he's not there to do it, I'm that guy to do it for you. Wow. So cut long story short, the guy's kind of fucked up his bed and now a side man's trying to win his girl and the girl's contemplating. And that's just one element of multiple stories in The Shy. And it's crazy, man. It's pretty dope. Even what's her name? Candice, isn't it? Is it Candy? Not Candice. Candy, whatever her name is.
Is it Candy's an artist?
Yeah. She's in it, man. There's a few people in it, man.
That's a recommendation.
Even Luke James is in it as well, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, man.
Well, he sold it, though. He sold it.
It's pretty dope, man. It was something I was watching in the background, but it's actually...
You're invested now.
Yeah. And the worst thing about it, I watch it at work.
Terrible.
I get paid to watch it, man.
Lucky we don't know your employment.
Hey, listen, I'll
right
give
now.
You the details right now. No, I'm playing. I'll never do that.
Nah, that's cool.
Secure the bag.
Nah, definitely. How about you, Sosa, man? What you got?
Oh, actually, one sec. So,
music.
One music, I'd say. Children of Zeus album's cold.
Yep.
Children of Zeus album's cold. Dave's album's cold. So, them two, I would say.
What am I watching? Movie wise, I've watched Fatherhood, Kevin Hart.
How's that?
It's good. It's a single father who ends up being a single father due to some dramatic circumstances. And you see his journey of him raising his child in like a modern society with trying to date and deal with the family as well. So I think it's an interesting twist on that aspect of raising a daughter and dealing with the family. I like that. What else have I watched movie wise?
Would you say Kevin Hart's acting is the same?
I think in this one he does a lot more
serious
acting role than comedy. Like, I'd say his acting is similar to what's that film that he did with the dad from Breaking Bad, and he was a paraplegic.
I have no idea, mate.
He can only move from the neck down, and he had to help him. The Serious? Upside.
I haven't even seen that.
You should watch that. Yeah, Kevin Hart's upside. Actually acting. Not that he does. When I say actually acting, but like, it's a serious role. Yeah. The Upside and Fatherhood. That's two films where Kevin Hart actually does some serious acting.
What's that?
In those two roles. Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen this, man.
Yeah, it's good.
2019.
He actually does some real
acting. I like this Breaking Bad guy, man.
Sick. Sick. You should watch Nobody.
Yeah, I watched that.
I need to watch that film.
That was funny.
Watch Nobody. It's a normal dad.
I'm the last kid, Keith Sweat.
My name is Keith Sweat, and I ain't sweating.
Bobby over
there sweating buckets. He's crazy, man. He look like some hyena, man. He look like the real life wax.
Keith says hard.
Hey, quick one, yeah.
But yeah, you should definitely watch Nobody. It's a seemingly normal father with a gangster past, and he is forced to go back to his old ways, and he's loving it. So you should definitely watch that.
Nobody was funny, man.
What were you saying? What were you saying about Nobody?
I was gonna say quick one. Versus, man. I need to see Ja Rule versus 50, man.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. Never.
I need to see that, man.
And the thing is, it's not fair because it's not fair as well.
On who? Ja. I bring Yo Gotti, man. Not Yo Gotti. What's his name? Irv Gotti.
He's gonna have to bring Ashanti. He's gonna have to bring the whole Ink. 50 got classics, man.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
I like Ja Rule. Don't get me wrong. Ja Rule did control the game for a long while, but 50's got. We need that
Young Jeezy and Gucci Mane type of love, man, with 50 and Ja, man.
50's team petty.
Yeah, too petty.
He's not gonna do it. 50's not gonna do it. Dave is good. Dave is a good TV show.
Oh my days, I got put on by Sosa with Dave, man.
Dave is really good. It's a
What's the intro again? How's the intro go again?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Yeah, hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave. It's basically a rapper that you wouldn't expect. He's a Jewish kid living in LA.
Awkward.
He's got like some weird dick problems, and he just
keeps talking about it.
Takes the rap game in his own way. Little Dickie's like. It's played by Lil Dicky. I didn't really listen to Lil Dicky's music. I'm not really a fan of the music.
He's good, man.
But I like the acting. I like Dave. Dave is good. Talking about awkward, kind of awkward children, you should watch Atypical. It's a story of a teenager. He has autism. He's on an autism spectrum. And The mom and dad are told that your son will never drive, your son will never go to college, he'll never have a girlfriend, he won't do this and that, and he just surpassed everyone's expectations. I think it's two or three series. It's on Netflix. It's really good to see how he goes through life, and he just tackles through his autism and becomes, I don't think he becomes a G. I really like him, man. He becomes a G. He gets a girl. He gets a job. He moves out. He even goes on an adventure. He's got a group of friends, you know. So I think he really handles his autism well, and it's good to see him, you know, go through that journey. And I think it's a really good show. I really like it. Yeah,
it looks like something I probably wouldn't watch, but I'll give it a go. I'm even giving Sweet Tooth a go, man, but I don't even know about that.
I don't think I would watch Sweet Tooth, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not even sure, man.
Music, I've been banging Doja Cat. I like Planet Her.
Doja Cat. She got bangers, man. She got a few bangers, but I don't know, man. Every time I look at her, I'm thinking I've seen like multiple different women, man. She looks different every time I see her.
She's a character, though, man. I think she's got like a personality to her, though.
Yeah, she's even in Dave as well, man. Yeah. Hi, I'm Dave.
She's in Dave. I've been listening to Van Jess's new album, Homegrown. It's really good. Yeah, it's like a R&B, like a R&B kind of flavor. If you like that old school R&B,
you know me,
with that new school,
I'm that light skin key, so
yeah. new school vibe. Van Jess is really good. I've been listening to Van Jess. Who else have I been listening to? Currency, he's got a mixtape. Currency's got a new mixtape out with his Jet Life crew. I like that. Did you listen to Spice?
What, the Caribbean?
Spice, Queen of the Dancehall. Did you listen to her album?
Nah, I didn't even know that album.
She's got an album. It's actually, it's really good.
Well, check that out, man. Maybe when I'm in that mood.
Check out Spice. The South African funky
not funky, sorry, the house tunes. I'm in a different vibe with that one, man. That's pretty dope.
South African house, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah, I really like that.
That's a vibe.
No pun. Yeah. All pun intended.
For real.
Oh, Vince Staple. He's got a new album. Yeah, Vince Staples got a new album. I like that. It was good. Yeah, I really like the new Vince Staples album. If you haven't seen that, definitely give that a listen. Oh, and Tyler as well. I know you've been rocking that Tyler.
Tyler is a genius, man.
I know you've been rocking that Tyler.
His album is creative, guy. Hence the
Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, the Creator. That was the title.
Yeah, it's basically like Igor, but like more Igor. It's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the way he's coming in with the beat selection.
The album.
Yeah. Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, okay.
If you like Igor, you'll like this one. If you like Flower Boy. You should like this one as well.
Tyler, the Creator. He's a sometimes one.
Why don't you like Tyler?
Same reason why I don't like Kendrick.
Wait, what? You don't like Kendrick?
Not like that, no.
What? Even Damn? You don't like Damn? Pimp a Butterfly? Good Kid, M.A.C.
Too much overrating over there, man.
Nah.
These are the men that like Star Wars and Star Trek.
Section 80.
No, Kendrick Lamar is not.
Section 80.
Not overrated.
Man.
He's overrated, man.
Nah.
He's not, man. You haven't taken him in.
He's not.
What? Pause. I've been listening to Kendrick for a minute.
So, how.
But he can't be overrated.
How do you listen to Kendrick and not be a fan?
I don't say I'm not a
fan. No, you don't say he's a fan.
I'm just saying he's overrated.
What album made you feel? What album do you like of Kendrick? Like, what album do you like? What you thought was a good?
This dick ain't free, baby. Yeah. Kendrick's hard, man.
What album was like? Maybe didn't do it for you, or you just.
Let me see, man. I like Damn.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
To Pimp a Butterfly
is like a critically acclaimed album. So that's like the most, like that, and Untitled. That's why Kendrick Lamar is not overrated, because no one's overrated him. Remember, J. Cole has got more popularity than Kendrick Lamar, and Kendrick Lamar is not overrated. So when you say Kendrick Lamar is overrated, he's not actually overrated. He's rated just right.
Mm.
Remember, he's not overrated. No one's kicking off Kendrick Lamar. Could you believe, man? Top five, man. Better than Jacob. Remember, he's rated people, accordingly.
Once people hear Kendrick Lamar, everyone jumps on the bandwagon.
No, I don't think so. You know,
oh my God, I love Kendrick.
No. Do you know,
love Kendrick because he makes good music.
Music, yeah. It's like, he's not overrated.
Is that the same way you like J. Cole? He makes good
music. Yeah, he's not overrated. Yeah,
I don't like J. Cole.
You didn't like the off season.
I didn't like J. Cole.
What about KOD? I think you'd like KOD. You didn't like off season.
Yeah. I think you have to listen to the album from start to finish.
Section 80.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Yeah, the mixtape. You know what? Your entry point.
Yeah, you have to go back and listen to it. Trust me, you'll change your mind.
J. Cole, Revenge.
No, I like J. Cole now. I didn't like J. Cole before. But the same era, I didn't like. Born
Sinner is the album that started everything. So even the Friday, what's the mixtape? Sosa, Friday, was it the Come Up? Was the Come Up, the mixtape, the big one that launched him? J. Cole is hard. J. Cole and Kendrick, they're hard rappers, man.
Kendrick,
they're not overrated, but if you don't prefer maybe sort of music, you like it, but maybe
you're now, where you from?
Yeah, that's a good album.
Listen to Revenge of the Dreamer, J. Cole. I think you'll like.
No, I like J. Cole. I like J. Cole. I'm saying Kendrick Lamar is overrated.
I don't think he's overrated.
I think he's
no one's rated him over.
He's catapulted the same way as Chance the Rapper.
Nah. Can't agree with that.
Let me tell you something.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, all three of them catapulted.
Nah.
They're up there like Messiah.
Nah.
Praise them.
Nah, I don't think so. Not Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is not in the same conversation as Chance the Rapper.
I've listened to Chance.
Chance the Rapper is such a good rapper. He's a good rapper, but he's not on that Kendrick. Kendrick's on a different level.
All three of them on that level.
Can't be
these Americans. They are.
I don't think so. Not Chance the Rapper.
Kendrick Lamar.
Because Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper get mixed up a lot. Yeah. Danny Glover. No, because
he's good.
Yeah, no. Chance the Rapper. They're both good, but they're not on Kendrick level.
Childish Gambino had an album. It was just weird.
No, he.
But it was good.
No, Soul Farm. Yeah, that Soul Farm album with Redbone on it. Is that blue one? Is I can. That was a good soulful album.
Yeah.
Sick. That's good because that's what I said. Childish Gambino is more creative than Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper is like your hipster Chicago rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got that same thing. He's got that Chicago swag, that nerd hipster rap. But Childish Gambino is a creator. He tries to innovate himself and do that. Chance the Rapper stays in his lane. So Childish Gambino will get more props from me. The political stuff he does, the imagery in his music.
And he's a triple threat.
Their man not doing that.
He's a triple threat as well.
Yeah, their man ain't doing that. Yeah, he's a triple threat. He's one of the triple threats.
He's even writing his own.
Yeah, his screenplay. But that Atlanta thing was amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Atlanta's crazy.
Childish Gambino is a creator himself. He's he's an all rounder. Yeah, Jamie Foxx. He's a triple threat.
Tyler the Creator, he can spit. Don't get me wrong.
No, but it's a quiet taste. Tyler the Creator is a quiet taste for a lot of people because.
Yeah,
he's very out there a little bit with the. Yeah. Obviously, his idols are obviously Pharrell and N.E.R.D. and so, but his music, but his West Coast, like obviously California, and the way he does his beats, he's so dreamy, he's cool. That's what he creates so good. But I know sometimes people didn't get it before. People are like, devil worshiper, this, that. I know, and he says stuff out the random stuff,
like the freestyle with Funk Flex.
Yeah,
it just but that's more to just. But
that's his
in.
Style. Yeah,
I like him.
He's creative though. He's creative.
I like
for a young age. He's crazy.
I like him, but it's just I don't know. He's a bit something sometimes for me.
I think you should listen to Flower Boy.
No, either Wolf. You should listen to Wolf
or Odd Future
Volume 2. That tape.
That was hard.
I've listened to Flower Boy, man. Come on, I've listened to Wolf.
Yeah.
What else is there?
But have you listened though? You listen, but have you listened?
Nah, he's gaslighting me. I've listened to it, bro. What do you mean? What do I do when I listen to albums? He told me to listen to.
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even know what that means.
He told me to listen to what's the name again? Girls album
Doja Cat
and I was like, do you know what? I'm not gonna lie, I listened to like shuffles of her.
Hey, can you educate me? I actually don't know what, like, I have an idea what gaslighting mean, but what does gaslighting mean?
Gaslighting is like
I know it's this term that everyone, like, it's a term, but I really don't actually know what. Is it when, like, you see, I know you're wrong?
You see how you're wearing a gold bracelet right now, yeah?
Yeah.
And you can basically say you're wearing a gold bracelet, right?
Yeah.
Right, so tell me you're wearing a gold bracelet.
I'm wearing a gold bracelet.
No, you're not. You're wearing a band. It's a rubber band. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Your dooku. He's not wearing a gold bracelet. Yeah. It's.
So gaslighting is calling me a liar.
No, it's basically like
it's like a manipulation.
I'm making you angry. It's like saying that your shirt is black and I'm saying it's blue.
It's manipulating you.
Yeah, gaslight.
And then I'm also changing.
Gaslight. You know, gaslight. When you throw gaslight at somebody, they all flame up, in rage. The gaslight. Don't gaslight me. What are you going gaslighting for? You're trying to gaslight him. Like, don't gaslight somebody.
I'm basically reverting your truth. Not even your truth. I'm reverting the truth to be my truth. And my truth is overshadowing your truth. It's simply saying that.
So if I say something happened to me,
I could turn around and say, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
But
no.
It did happen because, like, it's my experience.
Dude, he's bugging.
It's just like road rage.
It's. I'm trying to, like, not even road rage.
No, but
like,
someone cuts.
So you're diminishing my experience because it doesn't match up to what you believe.
I'm suppressing the truth.
You've seen.
I'm suppressing the truth to change it to be something else. And then I'll use my narrative and. Like, you're
no, I think
crazy.
No, gaslight is more like,
let me do my googles.
No, gaslight is like this: say if I cut you up, I'm driving, I cut you up, and then you're angry, and I'm doing this to you. That's gaslighting. So that's what Zephyr's trying to explain.
Gaslighting is a form of manipulation that occurs in abusive relationships.
Like, you're kissing, and you get so angry, I'm gaslighting you. You can't touch me. Is that me?
Gaslighting is a form of manipulation
that
occurs in abusive relationships.
Yeah. I run into a lift, and the lift shuts. All right.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. As soon as you come to the door, I shut the doors.
You go to that.
I go to the 60th floor. I go to the 60th floor.
Like,
yeah.
Like that.
That's gaslighting.
So you're
gaslighted.
It's like you're running to my till. I'm open. As soon as you come to my till, I'm gonna break.
No. But you're gaslighting, saying like you're. It's almost like you're egging somebody on.
Is making you. I'm trying to make you lose your sanity. I'm manipulating you. I'm literally basically gaslighting is literally manipulating you in the form of bullying or being an emotional abuser, and then just simply changing your mindset from seeing the truth to my truth. And saying you're crazy, you need to go and get checked out because what you're talking about is unreal. I'm just literally flipping the script.
It's like when the UK said racism doesn't exist.
That's gaslighting.
So you're gaslighting.
That's gaslighting.
Okay.
So you're now going to start questioning my sanity. Oh, did racism didn't happen? Is that true? Is the world flat? Really? Like, do you know what I mean? You start to lose your sanity, and you know you can turn around and say, oh, maybe. Do you know what? How do I know the world's flat? Because I've never been outside of space. Like, all I can see is a flat land. It could be true.
It's flat. The world is flat, bro. I'm joking. I'm playing. I need that to another time. I'm joking.
Is he gaslighting?
He's gaslighting. Gaslighting 101.
He's gaslighting me.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so yeah, I understand what it means. And on that note, it's been an eventful episode. Thanks for joining me today, guys. I've been here with
Dooku Man. Impeccable.
And Manson the Third.
There's another episode. That's about a podcast. More to come. If you have any suggestions or want us to review any of your projects, then just hit us in the Insta DM or hit us on the email. Thanks for listening. We're out.
Work tomorrow, Storm.